good morning. And welcome to worship in a service where I have absolutely no idea what's going to happen. None at all. Zilch. And that could be really quite worrying because ultimately I am responsible. And no matter what happens this morning, if anybody gets hauled before the presbytery, it's me. Yeah. Mind you, it'd probably be George's presbytery elder who'll be standing beside me. But it's great to see you in worship. And very shortly, I'm going to hand over to our young people. But this is the time where I have to do something very special. And what I have before me is...
I'm going to stop you.
And I always find this just such a joy to see. Four candles. So I need people to help me with four candles. Who's not lit a candle this year yet? One, two, three. Right, one, two, three. Somebody else who's not lit a candle?
Behind you.
Behind me. Sorry? Would you like to light them? Would you not? Right, you three good people, you come down here. So who's coming?
Down?
Go on, Gina. Go
back,
Gina.
Am I already
going? Oh, I
know what you're saying.
I've not been moaning about it.
Oh, they're in the pulpit, right, okay. Who's going first? Any of the red ones? I've done my bit. I'll take a little bow and hand over to the youngsters.
Here's your popcorn.
Oh, I've got some. Yes, I've got some.
Saturday the 24th at 6:30 there'll be the Chris Dingle family service, and that's in church and on Zoom. And also that day at 11:30 p.m. the watch night from Lime Kilns will be on Zoom, and on Sunday the 25th at 9:30 a.m. there'll be a Christmas gathering in church, and the Zoom codes for Chris Dingle, the meeting, do I need to read out the meeting ID? No, okay. There they are. The watch night services in Limekilns Church will be available on Zoom and will be streamed live in Kearney Hill Church. And the Christmas gathering is short service, but bring your favourite presents to show. As New Year's Day falls on a Sunday, there will be a service of worship at the normal time of 11:30 a.m. We will have a shorter service than usual of around 30 minutes. With apologies, there will be no Zoom presentation. Oh, this is a long one. Please remember the food bank before and after Christmas, as donations are required all year round, and especially in January. Many supermarkets has a facility to take donations. The food bank itself will receive items at the Liberty Centre, Petrievi Way, on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. See the website www.dunfermline.foodbank.org.uk. We are very pleased to say that around 100 kilograms of goods was donated via the reverse advent calendar event organised by Limekilns Church. Thanks to all who contributed.
Welcome everyone. I hope you have found a seat okay and that you have some popcorn. Please can I remind you that you have your phone switched off for the duration of the performance. Thank you. Now before we draw back our curtain to start today's show, let us pray.
Lord, thank you, you are always with us. Thank you that in the worst moments you never leave us. You never shame us, but instead you offer us gentle mercy and grace for every moment of our lives. Thank you that during Advent we get to celebrate the Lord's coming. Help us look forward to him coming again with hope and joy. In Jesus' name, Amen. Let us sing our first carol, the first Noel.
Thank you.
It's a tradition in homes across Scotland, beginning somewhere after Halloween and right before Christmas.
Families gather around their televisions with their popcorn and hot chocolate.
Grown men are reduced to tears.
Women declare that's the sweetest thing I've ever seen.
It's the Christmas movie.
Hollywood figured out decades ago that no matter what age you are,
or religion,
or tolerance for mush,
everyone loves a Christmas movie.
Some Christmas movies have become film classics and have earned a place in the most beloved movies of all time. But what does a great movie start with?
Money!
Movie star! Studio attraction! So overblown with their own self-importance so
that they can't see their own bottom line and their earnings worldwide!
Okay, well, there's that. But more importantly, the one thing that a great blockbuster really needs, the thing that all great writers and directors are drawn to,
a story.
A great story is where it all begins.
We're going to share some of our favourite Christmas stories with you, and we'd like you to guess the movie. Are you ready for the first one?
Yes.
Yeah. Christmas Carol. Many movies are based on this tale where Ebenezer Scrooge is given a second chance, a chance to make a change, something that I'm sure we all wish for sometimes.
I wish I hadn't eaten all that cake.
I wish I'd done my homework.
I wish I hadn't
said that to my mum.
God specialises in grace.
Let's celebrate this
week. In love with our next carol, Joy to the World.
Sick.
Christmas movie. Home Alone never fails to bring Christmas cheer and laughter, filled with good lessons like...
How to answer the phone.
Be careful what you wish for.
Don't believe the rumours.
Kids are smarter than you think.
They are.
There's no such thing as too many head counts.
Overcoming your fears.
We watch Kevin on his journey from pure to... trusting in himself to defend his own home from the wet bandits.
We should remember that Mary was frightened too when the angel Gabriella appeared and told her she was going to have a baby.
Joseph was scared too. He wasn't sure if he wanted to stay with Mary and be her husband and bring up a baby.
Thankfully, Mary and Joseph managed to overcome their fear and have faith. Let us sing O Come All Ye Faithful.
Let's take his advice now and sing together. Come and join the celebration.
Jubilation, there's a new king born today. See the
Can you tell me how we were wrapping? We got a lot to do before Christmas.
Isn't Christmas all about loving one another and being kind and family?
Yes, yes, but it's also about presents and fairy lights and presents and cake and presents.
Time to go to sleep.
I hate it. Everyone's being happy, having a nice time, being all Christmassy. I hate it.
Yeah.
I have an idea. I'm going to steal Christmas.
There are many versions of this Doctor Who classic, but my favourite is the one with Jim Carrey.
The grumpy, crazy, Christmas-hating Grinch tries to steal Christmas away from Whoville by stealing all of their presents, but Cindy Lou makes sure that everyone remembers the true spirit of Christmas and even the Grinch.
Christmas, he thought, it doesn't come from a store. Perhaps Christmas means a little bit more.
And we think so too. There's one more story to act out for you, but we'd like...
So please sing along.
Thank you.
born, to us a child is born, to us a
child is upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, a mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
God gave us his only Son.
And Christmas is about receiving this gift.
For in this way God loved the world, he gave him his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
Christmas is about receiving the gift that God has given us, eternal life for Jesus.
Maybe no one's is, but I contend that God has outdone anything that Ron Howard or Steven Spielberg has ever put on a silver screen. His plan is so much bigger for your life than Hollywood could ever dream of. His story, his plan, begins with a baby.
A woman.
And a man.
Chosen by God to deliver a very special gift to all mankind.
Talk about the special effects. I mean, come on, a giant bright star that led people to the baby.
And he's also like, oh guys, we need a world war. And then there's also people like ill and that, and he goes in glass and she's like, you're healed. And there's also people who are like demons and I, and he just finds them and goes, you're a demon. And there's also people who are really, really hungry, and he's just like, here's some fish, when there wasn't any fish about.
Yes, Jesus did all that. Before he grew up, he was born to us.
In the desert as well, and the devil went up to him and said, you're so powerful, you can take over the world. And like Jesus was like, no, I don't want to, you still burn the desert.
Yeah, sure, he's there too, but the point is...
This is your hat.
And there was this one time where there was a robot in the desert with a message from the princess saying, you're my only hope. And he was like, pew, pew, pew. And then he walked onto the bridge with his staff and... with a demon, and he fell into the pit, and everyone was like, no, you're not my father!
The point is...
That elf came with a bow and arrow.
Alright, that's enough about you.
Oh, sorry.
The point is that God in his infinite wisdom had a plan.
A screenplay.
Well, okay, a screenplay for your... He's a master storyteller and has written the story of your life. We all like to think that in our story, we're the boy who saves the house or the girl who melts the Grinch's heart. And yes, even the hero who saves the princess.
But most likely, what you will find is that your story is like the story God told about himself.
A simple child, from a simple birth, with humble beginnings, in a small backwards town, just seeking out enough for a simple life, until it was time.
Time to feed the hungry.
Time to be the light.
Time to share a story.
As you say, ever told this Christmas season, remember that your story,
the one that God has crafted just for you,
Heavenly Father, as we enjoy the festive season, doing our favourite things, from spending time with our families to having turkey dinners, from getting looking for answers and desperate for peace. It may not look like an ancient Bethlehem, but our world is an equally broken place filled with anxious hearts eager to discover purpose and lasting hope. We are thankful you demonstrate over and over your heart's desire to connect with us, offering authentic joy, peace and love. During this Advent season, may our world see Jesus' birth as an olive branch of peace, no matter what people's circumstances are. May their minds be open to the fact that you give us an incredible peace that cannot be shaken or taken away. Thank you, Lord, for being at peace. We rejoice in your amazing peace today as we celebrate your Son's birth. Amen.
Our last carol, the Calypso Carol.
See the Lord above again.
time, you will see these young people conducting a service in church. That's because they're all going to be in Hollywood by next year. Give them a big clap. So well done, guys. That was great, and I knew my movies, so that was okay. So one or two of those might be viewed in the next week or so, I guess. So that's great. So thank you for being here. Thank you for taking part. Let's have a blessing before we go. So let us pray. Almighty God, send us from this place with your blessing, the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to be with us this week and through the Christmas season. Amen.